Home from Iran. Our top story tonight is a chilling reminder of the edge we all live on, especially police, who in this era of more frequent mass shootings find themselves more inclined than ever to take every threat seriously. A new video out tonight vividly illustrating the consequences of making threats in a time of zero tolerance. Our Pete Williams has details.
He's under arrest currently for making a threat to cause a mass shooting / act of terrorism.
But he's just a little kid playing a video game.
These Volusia County, Florida sheriff's deputies have come to arrest a 15-year-old for threatening to shoot up his school. Investigators say on a gaming site he vowed to bring his father's M15 to school and kill 7 people at a minimum. The boy's mother says it was just a joke.
He's still a little boy and he's not one of the crazy people out there doing stuff. He would never do anything like that anyway.
We don't know.
No, but I know. And I know.
We can't take risks and we can't say, all right, we trust that this guy's not going to do it, and then it happens and then we say, well, we have the chance.
The boy faces charges in juvenile court. Another sign of zero tolerance came just last week in Fresno, where police arrested a 15-year-old girl, accusing her of posting this image on Snapchat, a photo of guns for sale at the Walmart, and a message, "Don't come to school tomorrow." Police say she admitted posting it, but had no satisfactory explanation for why.
We take these issues very seriously. We cannot play around with student safety in any measure. It's the one thing that we have to keep sacrosanct in our community.
And in yet another threat case, the FBI arrested a 35-year-old Maryland man, Eric Lynn, accusing him of sending over 100 threatening messages to a Miami woman. Court documents say he praised Hitler and threatened to kill Hispanics. With children now coming back to school, police say they have to take every threat seriously because they have no idea what the person making the threat is capable of doing.